With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Time for our baseball update with ESPN's very own Jesse Rogers on the CarX Tire and Auto Guest Hotline. It's brought to you in part, Yurko, by the great folks at Seafood Merchants, serving Chicago's finest chefs and restaurants.
Seafood Merchants, love them.
Go ahead, make
I'm not going to make an Olive Garden joke.
Sure. Some great seafood yesterday. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I won't do that at all. That's
still
not what
not
I do.
Hungry.
I don't think Olive Garden is on the account. I don't think it's on any of the routes for Seafood Merchants.
A great road trip, by the way, by the Cubs. I don't know if you guys knew that, but it's a great road
Yurko.
Trip. Good road trip.
We had a great road trip yesterday. The Cubs had a great road trip.
Jesse's got great road trips planned.
Oh, yeah, he does. And now Jesse Rogers joins us to talk baseball, Ray. Cubs went 5-4, Jess. You said it when it started. You go 5-4 on that trip.
Boy.
Job well done.
Well done, job.
Yeah, they're very happy. And remember, one of those four losses was an 8-0 blown lead, right?
Right.
Another one, they were up 11-8 late, and they lost in extras. Of course, they won an extra inning game as well. So it goes back and forth. But they're thrilled with 5-4, considering they've had injuries and up and down play, especially by a guy like Kyle Hendricks. So they're thrilled with it. They get past that West Coast trip. Now they get the Marlins for four. Interesting, no day off after a West Coast trip. I thought they might pull White Sox guys. I thought they might cancel the game early because it is a bad forecast.
Terrible, right?
Yeah, no off day after a West Coast trip is rare. And it's supposed to rain, you know, 7 o'clock, 100%, at least my iPhone says that.
I'm checking out the Doppler
Tracy
right now.
Tracy Butler from Channel 7 told me earlier, because I like to check in with her for my own youth baseball schedule, and then I knew the Cubs were in town. She looked at me, did like one of these. If you're watching on YouTube, you could see it. She's like, no. Shake her head. She's like, no, there's no baseball tonight. That's what Tracy was saying.
That's what I thought. So I thought they might cancel, let the boys stay home after the West Coast trip, but they're all here. They're going to open up the locker room in a bit. Four games against the Marlins, who can't hit, who can't really do anything.
Their
pitchers are hurt. It's a disaster. So here's a chance to gobble up some more wins. Finally, against a lesser-than opponent, which is why right now Kyle Hendricks is listed as starting for Sunday's game. Now, will that change? I don't know. But maybe they want to give him a soft landing because it's been all very good opponents combined with him being very bad, and we've seen the results. But this is going to be interesting because Jameson Taillon's going to be activated and start tonight. It's like Taillon 2.0, right? Second season for him after that free agent signing last year just didn't go well. But someone's the odd man out. They have a day off Monday, so I don't think they're going to roll six starters. So it'll be very interesting what they do with the roster and that rotation in, just this weekend.
How can they fix Hendricks? Or if obviously something needs fixing, and I know we talked about this a lot last week after his previous start. It was another sort of uneven one. What are they trying to work on? What can he do to get better, Jess?
Yeah, people in his orbit want him to diversify a little bit more and throw his curveball, for example. For some reason, he's really abandoned that pitch, not just this year, but even last year. Last year was a decent year when he came back from injury. He's turned into a two-pitch pitcher, been very, very predictable. But even if he was a two-pitch pitcher and executed, it might be okay. Because he's never thrown his curveball a ton, but he's really not throwing it now. So he's really relying on his changeup. It's been really executed poorly, hanging it a lot. His two-seam has not been good. He's not throwing many four-seam fastballs, which, you know, he doesn't throw 95 in the first place. But the point is he's not mixing it up. So I think you got to start with that. But I guess before that, maybe you just have to figure out why he's hanging his changeup so much. I mean, it's just being put up there on a tee like batting practice. I don't know the answer. Maybe we'll start to get some answers today as they return back home. But I know people around him want him to throw his curveball more.
Bush, the guy's been phenomenal. Looks like Jed knows what he's doing, huh?
Yeah, didn't we talk about him plus 310 to hit a homer on Tuesday? Did you take it, Carmen?
No, I did not. I'm glad I didn't.
But, I mean, he finally broke the streak yesterday, right? So
He didn't hit one on – he didn't hit a sixth consecutive.
No, fifth. Fifth was Tuesday. Or was that sixth Tuesday?
Yeah, that was for the sixth.
That was for the sixth. Okay. Yeah. All right, so you didn't lose any money.
No.
I mean, like I said to you guys Tuesday, it's like just a great story, organizational story, when you can scout the minor leagues. And look, he didn't come out of nowhere. But as I mentioned to you the other day, as soon as they signed Ohtani, the Cubs pounced. There was no place for him to play.
He's blocked.
They took it,
right.
Yeah, they took advantage of it. Now, other teams could have done the same, but it was the Cubs who gave up a decent prospect. His name was Jackson Ferris, but he's a Class A prospect. These are the prospect for prospect deals don't happen often, but it worked out great because the Dodgers are so good, they didn't have room for him.
Right.
And so the guy the Cubs traded doesn't have to go on the Dodgers 40-man roster, where the Cubs have openings on their 40-man roster. So, you know, it's about where you are as a team and in your cycle and all that stuff. And the Cubs took advantage. Can't say enough about this guy. But his plate discipline is what stands out the most. When you don't swing at bad pitches, they're eventually going to throw you good ones, and those are the ones you hit out for home runs.
Well, I mean, he's a big reason why the numbers look as good as they do right now. But they're hitting the ball out of the park. I mean, they're fifth in home runs, and that's without Bellinger doing a whole heck of a lot yet. I know he hit one yesterday, but that's with Suzuki now on the DL or the IL. That's with Bellinger without, you know, getting off to a scorching hot start. And so Bush inflates a little, but they're hitting the ball out of the park, Jess.
A little bit. I don't think that's going to be their MO, but they have enough guys that can do it. And you're right, Belly hasn't even started. I don't think Bush is necessarily going to keep up this pace. But the thing is, Swanson has home runs in him. Happ finally hit his first, so there's enough to win. There's enough to win. It's just not murderous row, but there's definitely enough to win. And as Bush quiets down, I'm sure Bellinger will heat up. I mean, his third the other day, Happ his first. Those guys have a track record for it. So it's a good offense. It's a very balanced offense. They see a lot of pitches. They'll hit a few home runs, and it's pretty deep when Nico Horner could be number seven, and he really hasn't gotten going yet. So I don't think offensively you can complain about anything with this team right now.
Alzolay, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking if this was 2016, he'd be Hector Rondon. If you recall, Hector Rondon was a decent closer, but then they went out and traded for Chapman because they had a chance to win the World Series. And they move Rendon down. I thought this at the beginning of the season. If this was a World Series team, I'm not sure Alzolay would be your closer. And he may not be come August 1st. You know, Jim Deshaies, who knows a little bit more about pitching than I do, was saying how much he's filling up the zone with strikes a little bit too much. That's a little anti what you'd normally think, like what's wrong with strikes. But on 0-2 pitches, maybe you should be letting them chase, you know, getting them to chase a little bit. Even on 0-1 pitch, you know, throwing so many strikes, teams see that pattern and will eventually pounce on some of his stuff. I also don't think his stuff is crisp every single time out. It's been crisp, then he has an off night. It's kind of been back and forth. But I don't think he's a closer on a World Series team. I think he's a setup man. So let's see how this plays out. And by the way, if you've listened to me at all, especially on Cap and Jay Hood, I love Mark Leiter Jr. Mm-hmm. Who's to say these two don't flip roles? Because Mark Leiter Jr. right now is pitching as well as any reliever in the league. He just doesn't throw as hard as Alzolay, but that splitter is as effective as any great fastball. Who's to say they don't flip if this trend continues?
Do you want a piece of history that's going to happen tonight in MLB? Can I quiz you guys?
Well, it already happened.
I love it. What's going on?
Did it happen? Did he already start?
Yeah, he got rocked.
I didn't know it was a day game. He got rocked?
Yes, he did.
I didn't know it was a day game.
But go ahead,
bad.
Say it. Go ahead.
Well, because you brought up Mark Leiter. Lyric, did you know that now Mark Leiter and Al Leiter, you know, who pitched when we were kids.
Right.
Well, you're young adults, kids and young adults.
Sure.
Mark Leiter Jr., who Jesse does love it. And Mark Leiter Jr. has been very good. That's Mark's son, obviously. He's pitched for the Cubs in the bigs for a few years now.
Right.
Jack Leiter, who was he at Vandy, right? He was a phenom at Vandy, right, Jess?
Yeah.
Phenom at Vandy, was one of the top draft picks a couple years ago, made his debut today for Texas, York. So Al and Mark become the first MLB brothers ever to each have a son to make the big leagues. How about that?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, cool family story.
The poor Rushmills never got there, huh?
Yeah, the Rushmills never got there. Harrison never got there. A lot of generations of Harrisons, but never like brothers.
Yeah.
The Bell, I would thought maybe like, didn't the Bells have a bunch over the years, Jess? But I guess not.
Boons. I thought the Boons were
right. Boons and the Bells. Bells.
Yeah.
The Boons
yeah.
and the Bells, but I guess, but not each with like brothers with a son.
I mean, what about the Flying Alou brothers?
No.
They're nothing with the Flying Alou. Moses. They had Moses here with the Cubs.
Moises, yep. They did. It's pretty cool, though, isn't it, Jess?
Oh, yeah. And he starts today in Detroit, a pitcher's park against the Tigers, who are not a great hitting team. He gives up 7 runs in three and two-thirds.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Oh.
Eight hits, 3 walks in 3 2/3. He struck out 3. He struck out the first batter he faced. It looked like he was going to, you know, just roll, and then he just got completely rocked.
Holy cow.
Gave up 4 in the second, 3 in the fourth, but it is what it is. So,
well, you're not wrong about Mark Leiter, though, Jr., either. I mean, I know you've talked about it with us a lot, and we've seen the role he's filled, and I don't want to jinx the guy, but he seems to have been Mr. Dependable and Mr. kind of jack of all trades. So I guess that's the one storyline to maybe follow here from a pitching standpoint of what happens at the back end of that bullpen in the coming weeks and months, Jess.
Yeah, is it possible they flip roles? I mean, he was great last year until he tired, and his splitter, it was so obvious, once he got fatigued, it didn't split, you know?
Yeah.
It just stayed up there. So as long as he's used correctly, I think he's as good as it really was rated the second best pitch in Major League Baseball after Sonny Gray's slider. That's what they say from last year, however they rate these things. So I think his ERA is 0, and he's allowed 1 out of like 8 runners to score that he's inherited. So he's had a great start. So that you're right. That's one thing to follow. The other thing is, again, this rotation now that Taillon's back.
Yeah.
And I would like to talk about him because for people watching Jameson Taillon, the thing that got him last year, and this was just me watching with my eyes, is when he got behind, he was awful. And he just kind of took it nonchalantly, too. When I would talk to him about it, it's like, okay, yeah, I can recover from being behind 2-0 and stuff like that. But he didn't. So I had our people look up some numbers. When pitchers get behind 2-0 or worse, obviously it's an advantage for the hitter.
Yeah.
The league average OPS, when pitchers are behind 2-0 or worse, was 932 last year. 932. Makes sense, right?
Makes sense, yes.
Yeah. For Taillon, it was 1282.
Wow.
1.282 when he got behind 2-0 or worse. That was 7th worst in baseball.
Wow.
So watch starting tonight. If he's nonchalant with some uncompetitive pitches early in the count, he's in trouble. His stuff isn't that good. Like, for example, when Kyle Hendricks was going well, and I put Jordan Wicks in this category two, they can pitch from behind. They're the type of guys that can pitch from behind. Not everyone can. Taillon can't. Most can't. But this was very pronounced last year, so he's got to pump strikes. And he's a guy that overthinks things. I put Wesneski in that category in the past as well. He came up with his best performance as a Cub yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But when Taillon overthinks, he starts nibbling, he throws uncompetitive pitches, just fire strikes. Again, it's a little cold tonight. Whether the wind is doing nothing for you betters out there right now, I want to see the Marlins hit their way to a win tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not getting ahead 2-0 in the count and then dictating. So that's what to watch for with Taillon, not just tonight, but all season, in my opinion.
All right. Anything else we should know?
Well, I would give you one betting tip for the weekend because I know you like. Put this on the odds couple.
That's my make the odds couple tomorrow.
Put this on the odds. Look, if you bet the Phillies every night, you're going to get terrible odds, right, against the White Sox starting tomorrow.
Yes.
This is where you bet a sweep. This is where I'm sorry.
Really?
This is where you bet a Philly sweep. How can, on the road, you know, remember, these teams that are in their divisional battles, like Philadelphia, a good team, like they will swoop up these wins. They will scoop them up. If you want to bet against the White Sox, you do it in 3 games. That's my prediction, a Philly sweep. I hate to say it. Mastrini's a good story. Cannon's a good story. Different. You're not facing the Royals at home. You're facing the Phillies on the road.
Watch the Sox. Watch the Sox, you know, win 2 or 3.
Maybe it's baseball. It's baseball. But
it
I
is.
Was thinking about this. The Phillies are the type of team that won't let down. They'll see that the Sox on the schedule and get the sweep. So anyway, that's my betting tip for the odds couple.
Good stuff, Jess. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, boys.
See
Have
you,
a good one, York.
There's Jesse Rogers.
All right, Jess, good to hear from you. It is good to hear from him.
Jesse Rogers brought to you by Seafood Merchants, serving Chicago's finest chefs and restaurants. What are you doing over there?
He gave us that little tidbit.
What were you doing over there?
I'm looking at stuff, getting information.
You were taking a picture of your Cabela's card. What were you doing?
Yeah, I got to put a down payment on something happening over in Scotland, kid. There's a shake in the stick at Scotland. I got to make something happen.
Like,
I got a request from Scotland Yard to send my credit card.
There's
a massive investigation going on about there.
Can you conduct like personal affairs outside of working business hours?
I asked Jesse 2 questions, man. It's my 2-question maximum to Jesse Rogers prove to the audience that I like him.
What time do you wake up in the morning?
This morning I woke up at 6:52.
So you have from 7 a.m. until
Let's say 11 o'clock today because you had to do Unhinged. So that's 4 hours to do your personal business. Then you have from 3 o'clock until you go to sleep to do your business. We're asking you
for
4 hours.
I look over. He's got his phone out. He's got his credit card
down. You thought he was asleep.
No, no, I didn't think he was asleep.
No, Mark Leiter.
I was telling you, I was thinking, look at your...
Mark Leiter.
I saw what he was doing. I go, what's he doing? He's taking a picture of his credit card. He's got to send somebody his credit card.
At least he wasn't taking a picture of something else.
I know, that's true. Not to take a picture of his junk.
Little Johnny.
He's got his phone out. He's got his credit cards out on the table. And he's going like this, and he's zooming in. And I'm like, what is he doing?
Got to make a deposit. Got to make a deposit, man. Big trip to Scotland next year.
4 hours.
We're on for 3 hours.
You wonder why you don't get to go anywhere.
We're only on for 3 hours.
Why don't I get to go anywhere, John? Because you don't make plans with your friends in advance.
That's not true.
I have made plans in advance with my friends. You act like you have never done any business here in this studio and or in this building.
I do it on my personal time.
This is my personal time.
How do you figure it's your personal time?
What are you talking about? I'm here. Somebody made a request. You were thrilling the audience with questions for Jesse. Jesse was thrilling our audience with information and gambling advice. I felt it was a perfect opportunity to escape for a moment and take a picture and send it on its merry way.
I'm legitimately dying. I'm laughing so hard.
My trip to Scotland.
I'm like, Adam, what's he doing?
My trip to Scotland, which I'm going to try to get fully funded by the company, will be more times in the life of Yurko on the road.
Dude, that is true.
Yes.
I can't wait for stories from Scotland.
I'm surprised the company didn't put a credit card down.
When are you going?
For my trip next year. June 24th next year.
Dude.
Over a year away.
I'm like so tempted to try to join him on it just for the content that we could get.
We got
to
find out if you got an invitation.
That's true. I'm inviting myself.
That's one of the big things, Carmen. Is there room for you?
It might just like happen to your suitcase. 312-332-3776. We'll grab some calls before Christmas.
I'm surprised the company hasn't volunteered to pay for this.
They're barely going to pay for an Olive Garden lunch. You think they're going to pay for your trip to Scotland?
Danny thinks it was $200. Champ, it's $120.
$122. It's Carmen and Eric. We'll be right back.
Working from home?
We're back in the office.
Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Crosstalk coming up in a few minutes. Waddle and Silva until 6:30. Excuse me. And then Bears Weekly tonight with Thayer and Joniak. Black and Abdallah will be on until 8. No White Sox tonight. They start a weekend series in Philly tomorrow. A new Unhinged has dropped, so you can check that out on the ESPN Chicago app. Make sure you follow our YouTube channel. All the shows now have their own YouTube channels, and that includes the two of us. So you can go to youtube.com/@Carmen and Yurko or just search at Carmen and Yurko on the YouTube app. Like and subscribe. We had a great time at Whiskey U last night. It was a lot of fun. Yurko came with. We talked about whiskey and rum, which was really fun and enlightening. We learned about the process of making rum. Good kid, you've got another whiskey event next week. You're going to be out for the draft at Cherry Circle Room and Game Room in the Chicago Athletic Association with Elijah Craig, right?
That I am. Nice. It's going to be a fun. We're going to have a ball there. Carm, it's going to be stunning. And you guys can join me at that draft party next Thursday. It's in the Game Room, Chicago Athletic Association, 12 South Michigan.
Yes.
12 South Michigan, sponsored by Elijah Craig, straight bourbon whiskey. We appreciate that. 7 to 9.
It's going
to
be great.
We'll be there. Start of the draft.
Fun place to watch
it. See the ninth pick. If it sticks around, we'll have fun. There should be a lot of excitement in the room, obviously, because the Bears are going to be making themselves
better. Will be a lot of excitement. So if you're looking for a draft party and a cool place to hang, a game room is certainly
it's right here downtown.
It's right downtown.
It's right here downtown.
Beautiful building.
On Michigan Avenue.
Have you been in there ever?
I was there for a wedding, I believe.
It's a beautiful, beautiful building. A lot of history of the Chicago Athletic Association. And
absolutely.
The folks at Cherry Circle Room and Game Room. They do a great job. Yurko will be there with Elijah Craig, so a good draft party next Thursday night.
Yeah.
Taylor's in Hyde Park. What up, Taylor?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while, right?
Thank you for being patient, Taylor. Taylor was on the air in the first segment. You know that. Taylor stuck around with us the whole day.
No, really? Yeah. That long? I'm sorry 100%. For making you wait that long, Taylor.
It's all good. You know, I'm a P1, so I'm out here just vibing with you guys. You're Real Madrid, man.
Real Madrid.
What a match yesterday. I mean, I got to say this. Jude Bellingham is going to be a Los Blancos legend.
Yeah,
he goes from box to box. for 120 minutes,
yeah.
then scores the PK.
He's the young. Is Jude Bellingham the young English kid that's on Real Madrid? Do I have that right?
Yes. Yeah. Number five.
He's good, huh?
Number five. Yeah. 20 years old. I believe, maybe 21 now.
It was fun watching that game with you guys yesterday.
Both the Croats missed their penalty kicks yesterday. Kovacic and Modric.
I know.
It didn't hurt.
Yeah.
Didn't hurt Real Madrid, but you know, good for Real Madrid. They're after the 15th. They're going after the 15th Champions League title.
Crazy.
I'm excited, and I got to say this. I know you guys, quickly, I know I'm going to talk about Bull for a second, but you guys are talking about teams that are in kind of the European soccer who have their role, and some teams are buying teams and some teams are selling teams. Borussia Dortmund is a selling team.
Yes.
And somehow they find a way to still win and make it fun for their fans. So you don't have to spend all this money to be good and to still have, you know, good talent and good players come through your talent pool. So somehow they find a way to still be good, still be in the Champions League, and still, you know, have fun for their fans. So that's obviously kudos to them for all that. I wanted to talk about the Bulls. I was at the game last night, and I was asking my buddy when I'm at the game and seeing Kobe White go for 42 points. He said this reminds him of Linsanity. And I thought about it. And I'm like, jeez, is this a Linsanity moment where he's having this crazy, amazing kind of moment in Chicago history, but not really able to translate that into a starting role for a contending NBA team?
Well, I don't know if I'd call that. Now, those are two different things, though, I think. Like, I think he's better than Jeremy Lin ever was, to be quite honest. But that doesn't mean that I think he's good enough to build a championship team around. But I think he's better than Linsanity. Don't you, Taylor?
Possibly. My only concern with him is that he's not. He is a streaky shooter.
Yeah.
He's a very streaky shooter.
I'm looking.
He's a point guard who doesn't really play make for the rest of his teammates. And he didn't at North Carolina either.
Well, but I do think he's gotten better at that this year. I'm just checking it. Jeremy Lin never averaged. Well, he averaged 18 one year for like a half season. It looks like after he got traded. I mean, Kobe did average almost 20 a game this year, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. That's interesting. Like I think he's better. I think it's different than Linsanity, but I don't think that like if he's the question is, can he be Jalen Brunson? If we're going to say absolutely not.
No.
Yeah, then you're not even close to building a championship team around him, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I think Kobe White, someone also said, is he, you know, Gilbert Arenas? I don't think he's as talented as Gilbert Arenas was. And to be quite fair, if the starting point guards, both of them were injured, he would still be on the bench, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think he made the best of his opportunity, but I wonder how they treat him moving forward. It was, you know, insane last night. As the crowd's chanting his name, and they're up by, you know, 15 points, and they're chanting his name as he's on the bench. My buddy's from New York. He said it had that Linsanity feel to it.
Yeah,
so I just wanted to see what you guys thought.
Brother. We appreciate it, man. The Linsanity thing went nuts because it was in the Garden. Remember, York? And he played in the league for a handful of years. But I'm looking. Jeremy Lin never averaged more than 14.6 points per game in any season he ever played. And he averaged a little less than 12 for his career. Kobe was a 20-point-per-game scorer this year. So, I don't know. I think it's a little different, but Kobe, it's still sort of an interesting study. Like, what can he turn into? Is this the max? Can he keep getting better? Well, Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie coming up next. Yurko's got the final word, brought to you by the Homewood Police Department. Your future is here.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word. On Carmen and Yuriko.
That's all you do is yell at me.
The waitress, the wonderful, nice waitress, was trying to put your food in front of you, and you wouldn't budge because you were like a child playing a video game. You were like a 12-year-old.
I was racing, man.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yuriko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Thanks to Jesse Rogers and Connor McKnight. Thanks to Bleck and Abdallah, who will be on after Bears Weekly. Thanks for listening, calling, and participating. And thanks to Billy Z, at The Real Billy Z on Insta. He's got the collab with Pequod's coming up next month. We're happy for Billy.
Oh, it's awesome.
He donates a bunch of money back to fight muscular dystrophy. It's great.
Thank you.
Waddle and Sylvia are just across.
I didn't want you to interrupt this. Carm was giving a very nice
on a roll. Carm always goes on a roll, right, when he comes on thanking the whole world.
Carm, did you get your deposit down?
You're a very thankful man. You know, you're very, what's the word, conscientious?
Yes.
You're conscientious.
And grateful.
You've got good, you got a good heart. Whereas me,
I've got a snobby palate. I got a little bit of a snobby palate.
Well, I don't even think
he
that.
He does have just, a snobby palate.
I think a regular palate. Really?
No, you've got an upper.
No. I might have a snobby palate, but I think even a regular palate would eat at a place like we had yesterday and be like, oof.
You know what they try to do? They try to take your attention away from the food by giving you an iPad so you can play video
games.
That's
exactly what happened.
Worked with Yurko.
Stage 8 of billiards.
Stage 8.
I can't believe they give your own. They give you your own iPad.
Sylvie, every
how do you think they keep the kids excited?
Has its own iPad.
Yeah, but, I mean
that's a draw. When you take your kids to, I mean, if you had young kids that are trouble at dinner, and you could go to this restaurant or this restaurant, and they're not that much different, but one provides, you know, some form of entertainment for the kids. I can see the draw.
This is what's scary for Italian food in the United States of America, though, and this is what you got to be careful with, Carm. You know how great Italian food is. Sometimes the exposure to Italian food comes at that place when you talk about Italian food. If the first experience you ever have for Italian food is in an Olive Garden,
that's a shame.
Guess what your feelings are for Italian food that the rest of your life? It's like,
it's okay.
Oh, but if that's all you know, like if that's you, what you know.
But I'm saying if that's your first exposure and only exposure, then somebody says, I want to go to an Italian restaurant. You're like, yeah, I'd rather not. You know, I went to the Olive Garden. Shame. Now, I know. Because, you know, I'm internationally famous and I've been around the world. Yeah. You know, and had a good time. I know what great Italian food tastes like.
Right.
Okay? So I would be able to advise people, hey, that's not Italian food.
Yeah.
You need to go over here for this Italian food.
Right. Pitbull.
You'll be absolutely.
Pitbull was Pitbull.
You'll be jumping for joy. Yeah. Oh, she's got six dogs in there. My heavens. Oh, I tell you, she's getting paid $1 million.
Yeah.
She takes the dogs out.
Yes.
Yeah, so who let them out?
In the stroller. Yeah. She's got three now.
Three dogs?
Three or four,
are those hers or is she babysitting?
No, she. Those are hers.
She's bringing the puppies back for you, John.
Are you? Good.
Yeah.
Six
she's
dogs.
She's bringing them back for you.
I am telling you. Are there six in there?
She's staying
are they
to be,
sleeping?
She's telling you to be quiet so they stay asleep.
Oh, no, it's just they're sleeping. It looks like they're very active for sleeping puppies, though.
That's Leah.
Yeah.
There's, she's got baby wipes in the bottom of that stroller,
too. She's one of our neighbors. She's been walking by the studio for years and years and years.
Yes. She walks along the avenue. Says a girl like you.
It's great too. Though.
But look, I don't agree because, like, for instance,
what don't you agree with?
Because when I was a kid, I used to think the ground round was great.
Oh my God, I love the ground round with the peanuts shells on the floor.
That's what we remember.
Oh yes,
but do you
like the wings?
I think it was even lower scale. It was bar food. But do we know if the food was really good?
Oh,
but we
I
have fond
it.
Memories of the ground round. It was that's our first true. Exposure to going out to dinner.
That was me in college. That's the only place we would ever go. There was a ground round just off of campus.
The only time I went out for dinner as a kid is when we went to a wedding. That was the only time.
You got to outpour everybody, don't you now?
It's not got nothing to do with being poor. See, you keep thinking about it. It's a money thing. It's an economic thing. I had parents that loved to cook. I had parents that could cook. And that's key also.
Yeah.
Some moms and dads, they can't cook for crap.
That's my mom and dad. They couldn't cook.
My mom made a hell of a TV dinner.
My parents can cook. We never went out because they went to the store, fresh bread every single day, and they could cook.
That must have been nice.
It's got nothing to do with being rich or poor. It's got to do with being able to or not being able to. And they could, they did. I
think you caught his attention.
That's right.
That woke him up.
I think you caught his attention.
Credit cards all around.
Yeah.
No credit cards.
By the way, I don't know if you know this. It was visible on the Twitch chat.
No.
The number. We rewound it. We wrote it down.
That's not true.
That ain't true.
Don't worry about that.
The new position of the new position of the cameras caught the credit card number. Guess who's going to Italy? I'm your guy.
That caught nothing. And the question was asked why this early? Because on a trip like this, you've got to solidify early. you got to make reservations. There's only so many golf courses
actually,
out there.
Actually, nobody asked why this early. We asked, can't you do that like at 3:45?
See, that's, again, you're not listening because maybe you were doing a read or you were doing something else. These guys did ask that question.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. It's all right.
Who asked? Who
you
asked
did who? Know because you were busy. They asked the question.
I just meant like,
why you got to do it this early?
Why you got to do it early?
I
plan a trip to Scotland.
Then he asked how much was it going to cost.
I understand
about
that.
Seven G's.
Then we figured out that he has bequeathed the trip to somebody right. else in case he dies.
Oh, he's just bequeathing in here.
So my biggest challenge is staying alive.
He goes, it's paid for. I'm just going to have to stay alive.
And I got the hardest challenge is going to be staying alive.
Right? And that's when Carm immediately vultured in and goes, hey, if you die, can I go in your place?
And then I said,
I think
no.
he did.
And he may not be ready for this. But if for one reason or the other, the good kid does not make it till next June 24th, this trip is bequeathed to one Peter Vasili.
Oh, yeah?
He goes on the trip.
I thought maybe
see,
like
last man out, he's not in?
No. You know, Waddle sent Tyler to
no,
three
I'm
games
sending
yesterday.
The Greek. Like, I'm sending take my the money. Greek to Scotland.
Are you worried that Vasili's going to... Do you think Vasili may take you out?
Yeah, might he knock you off?
No, that's a good not point.
Not at all.
No, Pete's an old friend.
Is he a threat?
That's right. Nah, not Pete's a threat at all. Him and my brother were thick as thieves. Yeah. They played a lot of golf together in the day.
Why isn't Pete part of the trip to begin with?
Because he's not part necessarily of this group.
Not part of the family.
But Pete knows everybody.
He will be soon.
Pete knows everybody in the group. I'm just saying, if I don't make it.
He's going to be living in your house before you know it.
If I don't make it, the Greek has got carte blanche. If I don't make it, I'm gonna make it. The
Greek's going to be living in your house.
He's going to be in your bed. One of your pallbearers, and then he's going to be taking your spot on St. Andrews.
No pallbearers. I'm getting cremated.
Are you?
Kids will spread my dust all over the world.
That's what they're going to do.
You'd spread some of your dust early with these guys.
First? Which place is first?
Crop dusting.
You were crop dusting.
Center field at Wrigley? Where?
Lambeau.
No, I think Lambeau would probably be the number one place to go. Then they'll go spread some ashes down in Charleston.
We could probably do this.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Charleston, Illinois, the football fields that I blessed with my excellence.
Did you hear the story? He's on the phone, again, booking golf on, like, Monday. He's booking a golf trip in Wisconsin. That's all he
does. Yeah, with the...
And he's asking...
Trying to get the Packer discount?
Do you have an ex-Packer discount?
It was the Blue Harbor Resort.
He's like, no.
Blue Harbor Resort.
I said, Sylvie's always
Sylvie would always ask.
All they can say is no.
I use Sylvie as an example. I go, last year they didn't have an ex-Packer, but I brought it up. They said they were contemplating it. I said, did you guys make a change?
Johnny, all they can say is no. All they can say is no.
It's a fine ask. It's not like he went to South Carolina and asked for an ex-Packer discount.
That's true.
He went to Wisconsin and asked for one.
He was in Wisconsin. The conversation you had with this woman on the phone on Monday, Adele and I were
I slayed Whistling Straits last year. You know that? I slayed it. With the wind. The wind was coming out of the south at about 12 to 15. With the wind, I think I shot one over par, nine holes. Against the wind, I think I was 27 over par.
By the way, you said
it was brutal.
The conversation started in a bit of an adversarial way, but by the end, she was eating out of his hands.
Eating out of the palm of his hand.
Of course. Yeah.
She was like so smitten with him by the end
she's
of it.
She's only human.
Probably got a discount by the end of the conversation.
Probably.
I did, and I got a view of the ocean.
Or like the
lake. The lake. I changed my
same thing.
I know Yurko's playbook, by the way. Like when he was doing the credit card bit, the whole thing, this is such out of the Yurko playbook where he's busted and you're calling him out. And instead of just saying, you're right, Carm, he goes, you're the one who never has time to go on a trip with your friends. It had nothing to do with the conversation,
true.
Carm.
That's true.
Nothing to do with it.
He's yelling at you now. Listen, your dad and I had a wonderful embrace yesterday. I want you to know that.
My dad was there.
I want you to know this. You're going to blink your eyes and 25 years have passed by and you'd say, what did I do? And then you're going to go, I didn't do anything.
All you were saying was, don't do it on Showtime.
You're so busy taking care of everybody, you forget to take care of number one.
That's not true.
He's still got young kids, though.
Does that make a difference?
I can't do golf trips now.
Sure you can.
Because my kids are young, but I do great. I've done great things in my life.
What you do is you lean on family.
Weren't you the Magic Kingdom recently?
Yeah. Lean on family.
Lean on family.
I've done plenty with the kids also. I did plenty with the kids.
Well, yeah, your kids are older.
Remember, it's 10 years of hockey.
Yes.
Not one time did I get to go shoot a duck.
I know.
Well, that's why he's in the midst of those 10 years.
But the point is, during the summers, you got to take some me time.
Oh, that's why I'm going to Italy and leaving the kids behind.
Some Carmen DeFalco time.
Yeah.
Well, I won't be doing that for a while, yeah.
You need to go up to Wisconsin like the, what's
he
that?
He had his Italy time. He was at the Olive Garden yesterday up there on Addison.
He's done with like a group of guys since you and Lenny Mottola went one night and got hammered to the bejesus.
Yeah, we do dinners and stuff like that. I told the kids.
I'm going to tell Lenny to take you on a golf trip.
No, none of us have time for golf right now. He's got young kids, too.
Him and his bad Achilles.
No, nobody's got time for that.
How did he hurt his Achilles?
He snapped it.
He snapped it playing ball, man.
Basketball. He played professional basketball in Europe. He's a pretty good player.
Gent. Tall guy?
Yeah,
6'10". He wrote the Treaty of Ghent.
And he snapped it about a year
ago. He's the one who played for Dokic?
He played for Dokic at Bowling Green, yeah. And he snapped it like a year ago.
Lenny knew right away. Take Carmen on a golf trip.
Came off. How long is the rehab from that? A year?
Yeah. Well, not a year, but I mean, certainly.
Is he reluctant to get out and do it?
He'll never play basketball again.
If the Dutch guys got an opening in June, you want to go up to Michigan with us? If they got an opening?
The problem, I'm going to say
baseball.
Baseball.
Jesus, Yannick. You know, I mean, how are you ever going to take care of your mental health?
You had youth hockey players, and that's grueling and grinding, but at least it was through the winter.
Oh, they played summer hockey, too.
Yeah, but where the tournaments is
Detroit, Crystal Lake,
My son plays a sport, and I love that he plays. I mean, I'm glad that Gio really enjoys playing baseball, but you could forget it. And there's no summer. I mean, it is baseball.
That's it.
And it's fine because it'll go by fast and he enjoys it. I don't mind it.
Maybe there'll be a day.
I'll play golf again someday.
When the White Sox are playing at noon, we're going to have a little show outing over at beautiful Lincolnshire Country Club, destined for greatness.
I would do that.
Palatial. We'll take Bleck and who's the other guy? Abdallah. We'll take Bleck and Abdallah down. We'll have a good time.
I would do that.
Slap the little white ball around. That's what I like.
You guys went and did something as a group yesterday.
It was great. We had a great day.
It was a fun time. Great.
I mean,
they didn't even tell you about I had to haul ass to get down the stairs to catch the train. I could see the conductor looking out the window going, he's like getting dollars out. He's never going to make it. He's never going to make it. I got on there. I had to sit down. I'm like...
That one, and then you bought the candy?
No, that was on the way there. Oh. He bought the candy on the way there.
I bought candy on the way there. On the way home, I was just happy to catch my breath.
We just barely caught the
train.
We didn't want to have to wait for another Blue Line train, so we're like, let's go. And poor York, it takes him a while to get down the stairs.
That's the way it is.
So he was having to hustle.
I don't know if you can fly down the
chair. No, I can't.
Going upstairs is easier than going down the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Neither's fun.
Yeah. I feel bad for you guys. It sucks.
Don't feel bad for me. I'm here.
They're glory days.
Don't feel bad for me. I'm Johnny.
He's got the ex-Packer discount working.
That's right.
Did they give you a discount when all of a sudden?
I know. I don't fault you.
No, they got no discount.
That was terrible.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was terrible.
What's a round?
Sylvia, I got to share this with you.
Oh, my God.
Now he's waving it with a magazine.
Wow, that's not a gas.
What are you doing?
That's
like a jockey.
I'm like Angel Cadero.
You're like a horse.
Woo. Wow.
It's like
Beefarino. Jesus.
No.
That's yesterday's Olive Garden. Yesterday's Olive Garden. It has finally worked through the system. If you guys weren't there to see what it tasted
you got
like,
pasta fagioli
in your
pants.
Now you know what's happening.
Oh, my God.
Shirt on.
I'm sorry, guys. You definitely should go white.
Even she's laughing outside. It's like watching Blazing Saddles back in the day. You know what happens around the campfire after you have pork and beans?
That's horrible.
I could identify Yurko in a blind taste test.
Wow.
I'm talking about a fart test.
That's an indicting.
I've worked with him for so many years. I know his scent.
That's pasta.
Dude, it is really bad, and it's like hanging over here right now.
I apologize,
man.
You guys got me so worked up with excitement and fervor. That the system is just...
That you cracked your pants.
That's the fried stuff. I can smell it. That's the fried stuff.
That's exactly what it smelled like yesterday.
It's the fried seafood.
Can you smell the Italian spices in there?
It's gross. It's the fried seafood from yesterday. That's exactly what that is.
Smell the Croatian spices.
Oh, God.
We were part of the Roman Empire. You know that. Croatia, right? Part of the Roman Empire.
Got serious all again.
So obviously, I'm just saying obviously, you know, according to history, a lot of the Italian influences would have been there in the Balkan region.
Of course.
Because of that. So you got
to
remember.
What does that have to do with you crapping your pants?
Well, because the smell. He said Croatian spices, Italian spices.
They're all the same.
Really, aren't they all the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gave the world prosciutto. You guys claimed it. Okay. We call it prosciutto.
Okay.
We gave the world that.
Okay.
You know that.
Sure.
Look, see, that's what I got to put up with every time.
How did you give it to them? Isn't it a portion of the pig?
We created it over there when the Roman Empire
it's like
was
saying, "Hey, we created
when it was
steak.
Defeated." When it was defeated and it was sent back across the Adriatic, they took it with them and said, "Oh, look, it's ours."
Prosciutto di Pasqua. Sylvie, they came over yesterday. Fresh of pepper, fresh of parmesan. So you would have been loving
it.
Oh,
that's
an out.
Fresh of the pepper.
Yeah.
It was really good. I don't know what that thing is, that little wheel. That I was expecting an air raid siren to come out of that thing. She was
say when.
Say when.
Yeah.
Man, she threw it all over.
Say when.
It was a good. It was a good. Yeah?
That's so good.
It was a good time.
Oh, my God. It was. We had a blast.
Oh, my
God. What truth or fiction that you actually ate, Johnny, because there's been
he did, but not a lot. He left a lot
it's
on
a
his
falsehood.
Plate.
It's a falsehood. I had plenty of calamari, a couple appetizers for the table. I had the soup because we wanted to try the pasta fagioli.
It wasn't pasta fagioli.
And then it was a tour chilly. Of Italy. We talked about the tour of Italy, and everybody individually ordered something they wanted. I threw myself on the barbed wire and said, fine, I'll take the tour of Italy so Carmen would have to try the fettuccine Alfredo. Which is something that was a big topic of discussion for the better part of the 2-3 months. It has taken for us to get to the Olive Garden. He said he won't eat lasagna.
You're a giver. You're such a giver.
He said he wouldn't eat lasagna. I'm not going to eat lasagna.
I don't eat my grandmother's lasagna.
I hate my grandmother. I hate her lasagna.
I'm not eating Olive Garden. Yeah.
We need to do a blind taste test. Next.
Oh, easily.
We need to bring in a dish from the Olive Garden and a dish from a renowned Italian restaurant.
It wouldn't even be close.
And let Carmen identify which one. Well, let's see.
It wouldn't even be close.
Let's see. We're going
to
do this.
It won't be close. Trust me.
Yeah. It's a waste of your money.
It's a waste of your money.
Oh, well, no. The precedent has been set that now Good Karma picks this stuff up. Yeah.
I don't know what precedent.
It wouldn't even.
You could go get one lasagna dish at a nicer restaurant. It's going to be over $122 bill.
Do you feel like that's a little bit of a shot against our show because we went and did a bit?
No, I don't know.
How many expense reports have you since they took over in October of 2019
from the
how
combine?
Many expense reports have you put into the company?
48.
I put in zero.
Oh.
Zero expense reports.
Oh, well, you're not taking zero. Advantage of the
so
system.
So let me tell you something. If
how
I
about
put
a comp
one,
day?
If I put one expense report through.
Did you just drool?
If I put one expense report through in the last 4.5 years.
Wait a minute. You guys.
You better. When you guys went to Kentucky,
he didn't put in an expense report?
I've put in expense reports. He doesn't.
He had someone do it for him.
No.
What does
when
he
I
do?
Pay, he's like, when I pay, so I pay.
It's too much of a hassle?
When I pay, I pay. And guess what they
you.
Don't pay
look
for?
Look at you, big hitter.
No, they don't pay for liquor.
That's true.
So we go out. I let them put on their cards the food. When the liquor comes, I pay for the liquor. Boom. I don't expense it. I drink.
Travel.
That's what I do.
Traveling with Yurko is not bad.
How many
but you will
reports?
Take it comp days no, no, no. if it's coming to you.
Go ask. Go ask upstairs. I give you a crystal clear clearance to go through my records find out whether I put
as our union steward, I don't think you're setting the...
That's a bad example of how to do business.
They don't pay for alcohol, guys.
No, I know that.
You know that, right?
But shaming someone for turning in an expense report.
That's not the truth, though. You took a shot at us for having 120 with four guys, $30 a piece.
I don't care.
Come on. Get out of here.
Take a shot.
It's $122.
That was a little bit of a shot.
Hey, but Johnny, you guys created a ton of great content. Great. Does that serve as an extra day work? Do you get a comp day?
Oh, I got comp days all summer.
Okay.
Coming down the pipe.
They worked a half hour yesterday.
What are you talking about?
We're on the air for 30 minutes.
What are you guys talking about? I don't control anything.
No, I did say you did.
I don't control things.
But
I get the schedule, and the schedule comes out. And instead of going home, what do? We provide a content.
Right.
You. Content machines. Him and I are content. Feed the beast. We're feeding the beast.
The day of the rain delay when he stopped to use the bathroom. He was so
That's
mad.
What happened to us the other day. Did you hear about that?
It did.
Yeah, we were in the
bathroom. It happened on, what day was that, Tuesday?
Oh,
when they canceled the game.
Yeah, yeah. I looked at them, and where we signed off, and I said to Tyler, I go, we good? And Tyler said, yeah, and I went to the bathroom right around the corner. Brendan's calling me on my phone. I'm like, oh, they must be in a delay. Not only were they not in a delay, they called
they
the game.
They called the game. Yeah.
Yeah. We're back.
So we went to
6:30.
I'll never again use the bathroom.
I said never again. You know, once I leave this office, it is taillights to the garage. The phone is on mute. Nothing. I'll pick it up again when I'm in the NWI in the 219.
That's hey, were you guys trying to get a hold of me?
Sorry, I missed your call.
Oh, no. I was concentrating on driving.
What? Concentrating on driving.
We're going to start with Tyler's big day.
Tyler did a great job of documenting it on social media.
Here's
so
a
I
would you rather for you, Carm, because it is a would you rather Thursday.
All right.
Would you rather repeat what you did yesterday at the Olive Garden or sit through a White Sox full doubleheader? In yesterday's weather.
Sit through the White Sox doubleheader.
Oh, I'm going to the Olive Garden.
I just want to eat there ever again. Yeah. I would sit through
did
the
Olive Garden. Did you go to the Bulls game, too, last night?
I did. Oh, yeah, he did.
Triple header. So he did the Jerry triple header.
It's great. I love it. I want to hear about it.
Yeah, and he Tyler teased us. Tyler said he walked out of the United Center sad. Why? Well, that's what I want to know.
Boy, he's tickling your ass with a feather.
No milkshakes there.
I'm intrigued.
I have a feeling I know why.
Okay.
And how do you feel about what you saw last night, Bulls fans? Did that make you happy? Is that as Wilbon said, is that fake hustle? Yesterday's win for the Bulls organization? Or did you let yourself just be happy for the day, for the night?
Don't worry.
Like a one night stand here.
Okay.
Was this a fun one-night stand with the Bulls?
Well, it's going to be another night, it looks like, too, because without Jimmy.
I think so. 312-332-3776. Barstool Big Cat in studio in 1 hour from now.
All right, boys. Have a great show. Waddle and Sylvie get you home next. We'll see you tomorrow.